is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and we're joined today by the Honorable Troy Balderson. He represents the 12th Congressional District of Ohio, member of the House Ag Committee, also of the Transportation and Infrastructure Committees, and busy time right now on Capitol Hill.
It is, and good morning, Tony. Thank you for having me here, but we're running pretty hard already this morning, but we're getting after it.
Let's talk about an issue that really has maybe the bright light is shining on it now that we've gone to so many Zoom-type meetings, and that's the problems with rural broadband. Do you see those?
I see those every day, and we get constituents' calls every day. We get emails every day regarding that. That is something that we've been dealing with in the state legislature when I served in the state legislature also. You bring up something that, with this pandemic, there have been some things that have shined through, unfortunately, with this. But, one of those is there's something else we're engaged in is telehealth. And, being able to access that and allow people to do that. But when we go in the district and when we have our Ag Advisory Committee in the district, that's one of the top three issues that we talk about. And it's the lack of and the connectivity that issues that people have. And, so many farmers are operating their business over the Internet now and their sales and everything. So I think we're going in the right direction. I want to see us continue to go in the right direction. We're going to continue to work hard to make sure it goes the right direction, make sure there's infrastructure in place as we deal with that issue.
Is it an issue of we can throw a lot of money at it and solve it, or does it take a real surgical approach to solving this across the country?
It's surgical. It's just not you can't just throw money at it. And sometimes the government has a tendency to just throw money at everything, and that's not the correct way to do it. We've got to look at this and look at the challenges that are out there. And in the region of my home county that I live in, it's about the infrastructure and the lack of infrastructure. So, I think we need to focus on, yes, some money, but also focus on, where that last mile is, that last 2 mile of services and working with those constituents. And, we need their input too, and they need to be engaged in that. And I talk to constituents and they say, look, Troy, I pay $79 a month now for broadband. I hardly get it. I'll pay $150, $175 if I know that it's going to be there and it's going to be reliable. And we need to, make sure that that message gets out there.
You mentioned the importance of that last mile, if you will, and maybe that's a good segue to H.R. 2486, and that's the Haulers of Ag and Livestock Safety Act. We're not talking about broadband, but we are talking about roads here and transport. What is that?
It's a time frame, a time allotment that our haulers have. And, during this pandemic, again, this is something that, was an issue for what time there would be on the road. And that organization, our haulers, stood up in this pandemic. And for the last year and a half, they have stood tall. They have been consistent. They have gone on a daily basis doing what we need to do. If I go to my local sale barn, which I do go to our local sale barn on Wednesday mornings at 7:30, but there's no better information that I can get. And I actually had breakfast with one of the haulers there. And when we talk about this issue and the importance, and look, they're going to do the right thing. And we just need to make sure that let them make the judgment and the decisions that they need to make and how we go about doing this. And I think there's a path for this bill. We did pass the out of committee last week, out of the Transportation Infrastructure Bill, some infrastructure language. This didn't actually make it in there, but we're going to continue to work hard on this and make sure, because it is such a big part of this congressional district.
So good to see you. Thanks for the work you're doing, and we wish you a lot of success throughout the rest of this session.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Again, it's the Honorable Troy Balderson, representing the 12th Congressional District of Ohio on today's Agribusiness Report.